This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Actress and Illinois native Nichelle Nichols passed away last month. She was 89 years old. Nichols was best known for her groundbreaking role as Lieutenant Nyota Uhura in the original Star Trek TV series. Her career took her to Hollywood and beyond. But her story begins in the small South Chicago suburb of Robbins, Illinois. Urban historian Sherman Dilla Thomas joins Lisa Lavas with more on the life of Nichelle Nichols.
All right, so Nichols is best known for her role as Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek, but she enjoyed success way before she took on that role in 1966.
That's absolutely correct. You know, she reminds me a lot of Barry Bonds and other people of that type of caliber, right, where they have multiple careers in their lifetime, but we only attribute, you know, that ending career to them. That's certainly the case with Miss Nichelle Nichols. Right. In high school, she was a professional dancer. She danced with some really cool people like Lionel Hampton and Duke Ellington. I don't know what's going on with that high school, man, but she went to Englewood High School on the South Side. They put out a mass of people. But yeah, no, she was like a legit professional singer as a young kid, you know, 14, 15, 16. She sung with a lady by the name of Carmencita Romero is her name. She was really tapped into the art community here in Chicago.
All right. Nichelle Nichols had really deep roots here in Chicago, but she was from Robbins, Illinois, in the south suburbs. And I found out that her family helped found Robbins, helped build the town.
The town was founded by her grandfather and other gentlemen, right? It's like the second oldest black town in Illinois behind Brookfield and maybe like top five oldest black towns in the country. Mm-hmm. Her father was the third mayor of Robbins. And her brother, right, he used to do all of the holiday decorations for the old post office downtown. He worked for the post office for 44 years. And so, yeah, they got really, really deep Chicago roots, that's for sure.
That's so cool. All right. So Robbins, it was a really prosperous African-American community and kind of like the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or, you know, in Bronzeville on the city south side here. What was Robbins known for?
It's known, I guess, contemporarily, right, as the first ever black-owned airfield in the country. So it's where not only Bessie Coleman was one of the founders, but a lady by the name of Willa Brown becomes the first black woman in the country to get a commercial pilot's license, right? That's all due to Robbins. Nine of the first group of Tuskegee Airmen were from Robbins, Illinois, which I think is outstanding.
Yeah.
By 1939, they had just as many small businesses as, say, a Bronzeville or other thriving black communities in this country. It was named for a guy by the name of Eugene Robbins, who's a real estate developer, and he was kind of one of the people that plotted out the land.
So what would you say then is Nichelle Nichols' legacy?
Oh man, that's such a heavy question to ask. I would start with, right, the great Dr. Mae Jemison, who becomes the first African-American woman to enter in the space. She'll tell you herself that her inspiration for that was Nichelle Nichols' character on Star Trek. I talked to a lot of people who said after her role in Star Trek, women would want to dress up as astronauts on Halloween, mm-hmm. right? And encourage women to want to be pilots instead of just flight attendants. And so I think her legacy is one, women can do anything that men can do and probably a lot better, right? We're seeing that every day in the world.
Yeah.
But just two, nothing wrong with being a Renaissance man or woman or a jack of all trades, right? She never stopped dancing and singing. She did Broadway stuff before and after Star Trek, but, you know, just hard worker. And of course, her legacy should be connected to Chicago because, yeah. You know, we're great.
Well, I've loved talking a little bit about Nichelle Nichols and her connections to the Chicago area. That's Sherman Dilla Thomas, and he joins us every so often to talk about history around Chicago and Illinois. Thanks, Sherman.
Hey, thanks, Lisa.